Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to see everyone on this Christmas Eve morning. We want to thank everyone for attending. The children have been practicing their song and learning their moves, and we do apologize to parents who may be growing a bit weary of the same tune, but we're sure you will appreciate their efforts as it all comes together this morning. We invite you to be a part of this year's program by joining in the singing of a few selected hymns listed in this morning's bulletin insert. Thank you, and please enjoy a children's presentation of the Nativity.
Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, as told in Luke 2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there is no place for them in the inn.
The shepherds, as told in Luke 2:8-14. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
The plains and the mountains in Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song?
The Wise Men, as told in Matthew 2, 1 through 6. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Many gifts are given at Christmas time, some unwanted, some unneeded. Sometimes, gifts are given out of regret, or because we feel obliged to give them. Often, we give gifts in return, or we forget to give one until we receive one. Overall, gift giving seems rather shallow a lot of the time. In the same way, gifts are often received with less enthusiasm than the giver might intend. It's easy to thank the giver mindlessly and feel jealous because someone else received something we wanted, or if we feel it's not good enough. Sometimes we are presented with the perfect gift, and we are overjoyed and open it immediately. But sooner or later, it will be covered with dust in some closet or basement, or thrown away when it's broken a few hours later. But the thing that makes a gift so special is one that's needed, given with love and delight. Nearly 7,000 years ago, God finished creating a perfect world. A few minutes later, Adam, the first man, fell, bringing sin and death into it. The rest of humanity was cursed for Adam's fall, born with original sin and lacking the grace of God. 5,000 years passed, full of the rises and falls of many kings. Israel, God's chosen people, were exiled and reconciled, then exiled and reconciled to God yet again. Throughout these dark times, the only thing that brought hope to God's people was the promise of a Savior, one who would save them from their sins. Because God gave the greatest gift, a gift that was needed, a gift waited for with anxious expectation, a gift that saved the world. On this night, more than 2,000 years ago, a tiny baby boy was born into a manger, the second Adam, the hope of all humanity, God incarnate, Jesus Christ, born as the sacrificial lamb. This Savior, born without sin, continued on in his perfect life. He grew up, performing miracles and obeying his Father in all that he did. This gift, the hope of humanity, gave up his life in the place of ours, defeating death and being raised to God's right hand. He stood where we stumbled, succeeded where we failed. God has given this greatest gift to the whole of humanity if only we humble ourselves to accept him. We acknowledge Christ as our Savior, and God sees the perfect life he led in place of our sinful lives. If Jesus had tripped or fallen short, we wouldn't celebrate Christmas. Yes, the birth of Jesus should be celebrated with much joy, but not because he was born. We celebrate Christmas because Christ lived and died, bringing us eternal salvation through him. We celebrate Christmas because it was the beginning of our beginning. Ephesians 2, 1 through 7 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." This is the Christmas story, the birth of the Savior, the birth of the greatest gift to ever be given. We are given everlasting life where before we were doomed to death, and we have hope where we had none before. We need Christ, and we want him, and thanks to his birth on Christmas, we have him.
We are so very grateful for our children and youth as they presented for us the Nativity in yet another way, right? It's the same story, but again, it comes alive for us every year, year after year, as we celebrate the presence of Christ among us. A special word of thanks also to George and Maggie and Katie for sharing in the narration, but we also want to celebrate the fact that the meditation that you saw at the end was with Katie's own hand, and so we're grateful for her imagination and desire to write that for us and for the service today. As we are privileged to celebrate Christ among us, may we stand for our hymn of invitation, Joy to the World. We'll sing all stanzas, please, hymn number 143.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
We are so grateful that you chose to gather here in the Lord's house this morning and celebrate the presence of Christ among us here on Christmas Eve. The ornaments that the children are passing through the congregation, by the way, that is also of their own making. So I hope you were able to pick up one of those from the children for each family. And again, remember today, right after the service, we do have a time of fellowship in the fellowship hall directly below the sanctuary. If you would like to just simply stay here for a bit and have a donut, some coffee, again, our time of fellowship for this Sunday morning. And also, again, remember this evening, 6 o'clock, we will have our traditional candlelight service here in the sanctuary. And again, we'll continue that series of messages about Migdal Eder and how God has given a sign unto us. May we pray as we depart. Lord God, as we depart from your house and have the privilege to go about many celebrations and gatherings with dear families, we pray your blessing upon one and all, and may we always be mindful that your living presence abide with us, not only with the Christ child's presence on earth, but indeed also with your Holy Spirit that abides within us in a most significant and wondrous way. Guide us as we journey forward through Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and indeed are blessed with our gatherings this week. So in the name of Christ, we seek your guidance as we depart. Amen.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Listen now to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.